share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Former Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak claims that the government's debt has officially reached RM1 trillion. Based on a Facebook post, he shared statistics indicating a 46% increase following the 14th general elections, GE14. It went up by RM316 billion, 46%, from RM686.8 billion in 2017 before GE14, to RM1002.9 billion. Their vision for the country's debt to actually reach RM1 trillion has succeeded. He wrote. Najib proceeded to congratulate Pakatan Harapan, PH, Lim Guan Eng, Abba, Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin, and Atuk Tun M. The reality is that when I was prime minister, economic growth was fast and government deficit dropped for 8 years in a row before it rapidly increased after GE14. GST was abolished, Petronas was looted, they sold the country's assets that gave us good returns in droves. Sluggish economy, he added. He went on to argue that PH accused him of causing the country to go bankrupt while he was in power. As a result, the government's debt increased way faster as compared to during my time as prime minister, which is the period when PH kept accusing the country of going bankrupt under me. Quote, does anyone from that gang want to deny my calculations? Najib also insists that his calculations are made according with the whole world's way of calculating a country's debt. And not the made-up way introduced by PH to deceive the people that Malaysia's debt reached RM1 trillion, while under his leadership. So far, no one mentioned in the post has responded to his claims, but you'll be the first to know when they do. Stay tuned for more updates. What do you think about Najib's claims? Share your thoughts in the comment section. Also read. Foreign beggar allegedly earns up to RM2.3K, leaves machines debating about morals. Source. Najib Razak. Source. Asia Times. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.